It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, we talk to Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley about how the hotly debated state budget will affect the Milwaukee area. First, all over Wisconsin today, there have been reports of hazy or smoky air. Over the past few weeks, we've heard about smoke from Canadian wildfires making its way to us here in the state. Today seemed particularly bad, so much so that Wisconsin's DNR issued an air quality advisory for all of the state's counties. Joining us now with a closer look at why this is happening is Sean Miller with the National Weather Service's office in Milwaukee Sullivan. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, sure thing. Nice to speak with you.
Well, I looked at the National Weather Service forecast for my local area this morning, and I saw the words partly smoky. I don't think I've ever seen that before. How weird, how rare is this that you're having to predict smoke conditions at the Weather Service?
Well, it's something that crops up from time to time. It's certainly not a regular day-to-day kind of thing, but usually it seems like once every, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 years or so, we get a good enough fire in the region that sort of transports the smoke into our area, and the impacts are enough at the surface that we go ahead and put something into our products so that folks are more aware.
So what kind of conditions are you seeing there in Milwaukee or people seeing around the state when it comes to smoke through the day today?
As far as smoke, from what we've seen, it was primarily western and northern parts of the state that have had the greatest impacts for today and both today and yesterday. We've seen it move a little bit farther southeast behind a cold front kind of move through, and as that happens, we tend to have subsidence and sinking air behind the front, and that sort of helped transport it down to the surface. A little bit further south and east, we've seen reduced visibilities in, for example, the Madison area, parts of south-central Wisconsin earlier today. They're a little bit better, but we're still seeing some of the particulate levels remaining sort of high all the way into the south and central parts of the state this afternoon.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. The DNR had issued that air quality alert that I mentioned. So usually would the smoke be expected to just pass overhead and maybe we see it up in the sky? It wouldn't come down here. It takes special conditions to drag it down to where we're going to breathe it in?
Yes, that's correct. We actually have been dealing with it aloft for a little while now, and it has stayed up high. It was just as we got that front through, we need, you know, good sinking motion in the atmosphere. It kind of compresses things, keeps anything that's down near the surface trapped near the surface. That's usually associated with high pressure, which tends to build in after we get a frontal passage.
Now, I've had a couple times in the last couple days where I smelled smoke, and I thought, oh, somebody's got the wood-fired stove going, and I think, well, it's 70-some degrees. No, they don't. Is it possible that over the last couple days I could have been smelling those Canadian wildfires here in Wisconsin, or am I just hallucinating?
There have been reports of people smelling, so that certainly is possible. The greatest odds for that appeared to be mainly northern and western Wisconsin yesterday, and today it looks like we've gotten some reports from that down in south-central Wisconsin. Haven't heard anything really from the far south and east, but it's certainly not out of the question.
Now, this is coming from fires burning mainly, I guess, in Saskatchewan. There are other fires elsewhere in western Canada. Now, I looked online from Saskatoon to Milwaukee. You're talking about a little over 1,000 miles. So is it unusual for smoke from that far away to be affecting us here in the state?
It's not really necessarily unusual. It really just takes a big enough fire to be burning and producing the smoke for a long period of time, and then the right atmospheric conditions to transport it this way. Those fires up there have actually been burning since back in the latter part of May, and just primarily, you know, the transport has been further to the east, so they've dealt with it more in portions of Canada and perhaps some of the bordering states. But we've just been in a favorable regime lately. Trough sort of bringing the upper level winds down a little bit further south that's brought it towards us. So, well, it's not something we deal with all the time. Anytime you have a big enough fire, it certainly can happen and has happened before.
Talking to Sean Miller with the National Weather Service. He's in the Milwaukee Sullivan office looking at the smoky conditions in our weather, mostly earlier today, coming from Canadian wildfires, 1,000 miles or so west and a little bit north, if I read the map right. So this isn't just hitting us here in Wisconsin. It's covering a pretty wide area, I think. How wide is this smoke coverage, Sean?
The coverage has been quite wide. I mean, it's affected everybody from a lot of the northern tier states. I mean, Montana down through the plains, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Missouri down as far south as Arkansas, and perhaps even a little bit farther south. And then, of course, east through here, Wisconsin and then Michigan. And the effects have really been pretty wide-reaching with this event.
Now, maybe a crazy question here. As I understand rain formation, it happens when the vapor way up there starts condensing around particles like dust, particulate matter. Could the smoke coming from Canada affect rain, maybe have enhanced the rain we had yesterday?
I probably, although that is within the realm of possibility, I probably wouldn't extend it to yesterday's event, as we already had an atmosphere that was pretty well primed for the precip that we did get. We had a very moist, warm air mass transported northward, so we already had pretty good setup for rain as it is. Could it have had an impact? That's certainly possible, but it would be kind of hard to determine exactly what that would be, and it probably wouldn't be a really large one.
Now, I mentioned looking at my weather this morning. I know the DNR issued the air quality alert. I do see that. I saw that on the National Weather Service forecast, something to be on the lookout for. Are you often looking for possible adverse health impacts of the weather to alert us to?
That's something that's a little bit outside of our area. It's not something we tend to do a whole lot. As you mentioned, usually the state agencies are the ones that are primarily involved in the forecast and of particulates and ozone issues and things like that. However, when we have an event like this, everybody works together, and we do our best to help them get that message out so that more folks are aware of what's going on. So it's something that we always get to brush up a little bit on as well when one of these events takes place.
Now, knock on wood, they're going to get these wildfires under control over there in Canada. But while they keep burning, what will determine whether future smoke paths keep hitting us here in Wisconsin and whether it comes down to the surface again?
It will depend on our large-scale atmospheric patterns. What we really need and what we got before when we brought that smoke down south is, first of all, just to get it over our area, we usually need a good trough to bring the jet stream, sort of pull it south. The jet has to be oriented such that the upper-level winds are transported over the fire region and then dip down southwards to our area in Wisconsin. That'll help bring it down from, those areas and bring it in aloft. But to get it down to the surface, we need something else. We need the surface feature to move through like that cold front did. And then we need a good area of high pressure to build in and sort of allow that sinking motion in the atmosphere that traps the particles close to the surface.
And that smoke did sink close to the surface today. Do we expect that in the next couple of days, or are we a little clearer as far as we can tell right now?
It looks like we're a little clearer in terms of we're taking the smoke trajectories out of the area. We only have a little bit of very weak stuff coming through aloft. We may still have some residual buildup just from the particles that we do have with that high pressure. Anything that doesn't get pushed out with the winds today could remain around a little bit, so it's not entirely impossible that we don't keep the high PM levels at the surface at least a little bit longer, the fine particulates, that is. So that's one thing that we'll definitely want to watch for.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Certainly.
That was Sean Miller with the National Weather Service. He's based in the Milwaukee Sullivan office. Join us to talk about the smoky air that's been blowing through the state today from wildfires in Western Canada.